Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar. First assignment as you wake up. After this audio Turning Point, go to or join us on video Turning Point Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time via our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram platforms. TPGF members and listeners in other parts of the world that can join us real time, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, please do. If not, when you wake up, go to our YouTube and Facebook to have the prayer hub. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 6th day in May, 2026. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Day 6. On the 6th day in creation, God created man in his image and likeness. He gave him dominion and authority to rule and reign. So the 6th day is for taking charge and being in control. I prophesy, everyone under the sound of my voice, receive grace and power to step into your true identity. Do this. Let's do this. Lay your right hand on your bosom and repeat after me loudly where you are there. I receive grace to take dominion over my health, my finances, my family, and my environment. Every power sitting on my territory is hereby dethroned in Jesus' name. By the mandate of the 6th day, I am fruitful and blossoming and am flourishing. Barrenness is broken over me and my family. Stagnation is terminated. Dryness is gone forever. My closed doors are open. Everything delayed, receive divine acceleration. God will finish what he has started in my life in Jesus' name. Say amen. If you can, where you are, take 6 steps forward gently and declare as you take each step, I am in dominion in Jesus' name. I am in charge in Jesus' name. 2 is 6 steps and 6 declarations. So shall it be for all in the name of Jesus. Next, if a door is closed to you where you are there, walk up to that door, open it and keep it open and say loudly, my blessings and miracle doors open for me everywhere. Open for my children, family, career, business, platform and network in Jesus' name. Yes, close the door back. Expect something good. A miracle phone call is about to come for you now. May 6th celebrant, touch your body for your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God shall pour a fresh oil on you. Good health, long life, and prosperity. Happy birthday. Now, let's go on to teachings. Let's be learning and applying all these insightful teachings we daily learn here. First issue today. Good morning, our daddy. Please, sir, is family planning biblical? Very urgent, sir. Wow. Yes. I will say yes. Although the Bible does not address family planning directly, but it gives clear principles that a Christian should make wise, God-honoring decisions. God gives responsibility, not just fruitfulness. Raising children includes the ability to care, nurture, and provide for them. Don't bring more children than you can cater for and care for. Jesus talked about counting the cost before starting to put up a building or a tower. So, plan your family, spacing the children and the number. Family planning is godly. When God says replenish the heart, he did not say one person or a couple should do the whole replenishment. No, he didn't say that. Next, good morning. Please, can we get the soft copy of the flyer for the Abeokuta conference for publicity? Wow, I think so. Yes, we can. I know that right now is on our Facebook page. Media director, you have heard this. Please do the needful so listeners can send to their loved ones in and around Abeokuta. Listeners, TPGF conference is coming up in Abeokuta, Ogun State, Nigeria. It will be a 2-day conference, May 22 and 23. Telephone number for more information, 2 lines, 0802 322-1646, 0817-008-4869. Please call and make plan to be there. TPGF Worldwide, pray along with us for this conference outreach. It's an outreach. Support us if you can. The UK's conference, holding in Manchester in June 19 to 20. Oh, that also will be hyped as we get close to that date. Everybody get ready for it. Next, good day, Daddy. And my TPGF, I need your fatherly advice on my daughter. She met a guy who wants her hand in marriage. The challenge, however, is about 15 years ago, my husband has a stroke, which she's yet to come out from. And the father of the guy has the same thing, stroke, about 3 years ago, which has affected him. He cannot still talk till date. My husband is now refusing that her daughter should not marry the guy because similar thing can happen in future. Please, sir, what is your advice for me and my daughter on this case? To cut the story short, my daughter left the house for him. He called himself a prophet. Daddy, what should I do? Wow. I'm not too sure I understand how you ended the narration. You said your daughter left the house for him. Do you mean she left your house to the guy's house or was already in the guy's house and now left his house? Anyway, your husband's fear is not unfounded. Diabetes, high blood pressure, etc., leading to stroke, we are told, is a genetic issue. Except serious caution is taken to maintain strict disciplined lifestyle. We don't know how strong the faith of the guy and even of that of your daughter is. We could have said they should take it by faith. My counsel for you is caution. Let your daughter listen to her father's advice. She should let the so-called prophet go. A better person with less liabilities or no liabilities like this will locate her soon. Next, I'm a divorcee in my late 40s. I have two suitors, but that are, both are widowers with children. One that I have feelings for and attend the same denomination with talks a lot, complains and pick offense easily, calls for breakup of the relationship at any argument, and rarely visit. While the other one, though much older, don't talk much, but good at reporting me to people, is miserly with truth, and is not very sensitive to things until he's told, though he likes visiting. I need counsel on who to choose. I don't want affliction the second time. Wow. From what you narrated here, none of them is good for you. You have suffered a marriage failure before. You should be more careful. None of the two will make you happy. Listeners, we broadcast this to all on your contact. Today is our Prayer Mountain Service Day in Abuja. Venue is Living Spring Chapel International, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market, 12 to 2 p.m. as usual. TPJ members in Abuja attend live. Telephone number for more inquiries, 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow is the one in Mararaba, Abuja. That's Nasarawa and Abuja boundary in Abuja. It's the same time. It will be running the same time with the one at Ikeja, Lagos, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Dominion City, Ibadan, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. Two services, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Focus this week on Prayer Mountain is pulling down stronghold. The May anointing oil will be given out to all attendees free the first Prayer Mountain of the month. Anointed mantle will also be given out free. Don't miss this week's Prayer Mountain. Call for all strongholds around you to be pulled down by fire. Month has since ended. Have you paid your tithe, personal and corporate tithing? Do it with joy and thanksgiving to God. Also, your battle, thanksgiving, partnership, commitment seed, and the seed of 5555. We are sowing this fifth month of the year. 55,000, 555 naira, 55 kobo, 5,000, 555 naira, 55 kobo, even 555 naira, depending on your capacity and your faith. Those in diaspora should do the equivalent. Do all the sacrificial seed we call that God gives you the grace to do. Don't see tithing, giving, and sacrificial seed sowing as a burden, but as a privilege and an opportunity. Do it with joy. This is inviting all TPJ members and listeners in Abeokuta, Ogun State, Nigeria, to a two-day National Ministers and Leaders Conference holding at Baptist Convention Hall, opposite Technical College, Idiaba, Abeokuta. Date is Friday, May 22, 4 p.m., and Saturday, May 23, from 9 a.m. The conference is for all ministers in the fivefold ministries, general overseers, state and district pastors, upcoming and young ministers, members of CAN, PFN, and DPG are also invited. I will be ministering together with other ministers of God. Our music minister in the 2 days conference in Abeokuta is Tope Alabi from Lagos. It's interdenominational. Please come. You will be so blessed. Theme is reviving the church to save Nigeria. The church needs to be revived. Nigeria needs to be saved. Come. It will be a conference that will wow everyone. Telephone numbers will call for further inquiries, and those who want to direct their loved ones in and around Abeokuta to the conference, 0802-322-1646, 0817-008-4869. Call now. The Lord bless you. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and see the wonders of God. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, truly blessed. Femi Emmanuel is my name. I love you. Have a great day.